So Rav Kook moved from a general distinction between Chochmas HaKodesh and Chochmas HaChol into the main point of this maimer, which is Soidius. Chochmas HaSod, Pnimiyus HaTorah. And we were talking a lot about that last week. And the differences between Chochmas HaSod and Chochmas HaChol. And Rav Kook continues and explains, these are Rav Kook's words, he makeris as a ichud sheyesh b'chol hamotzui. Only Soid, Pnimiyus HaTorah, recognizes, reveals the ichud, that oneness, that unity, sheyesh b'chol hamotzui, that's in all that exists. B'gashmiyusa b'ruchmiyusa. In the Gashmiyus, even in the Gashmiyus, that everything that exists, there's a certain quality that joins together all things that exist, in Gashmiyus and Ruchnius. Bigadluso v'katnusoi hakara pnimis. Bigadluso v'katnuso, from the greatest to the smallest, hakara pnimis, to understand the hakara pnimis. So Rav Avinir explains, he in machriza ki hakol echad. Soid, Pnimiyus HaTorah doesn't only proclaim that everything is one. It's a nice thing to say. Everybody likes to say that, everything is one. Ela makira, biyidia ka'kol echad. When you learn Pnimiyus HaTorah, then it's yakiru vanecha v'yedu, yakiru v'yedu. Mamish. To see in a very, very clear way how every single thing is bound together, that Nekuda Velokus. And therefore, as I spoke about a few weeks ago, when you look in the Svarma Kodeshim, you can see that this particular animal has its own shir, its own song, and the Inyan of Chesed, this is Gvur, this is Teferis, this is Netzach, Haid Yisoid, and Malchus, so everything that exists, to see in the deepest and clearest way, that Nekuda of Echad. Haruach Hanoshis Heshtadu Lagi La'ezet Tvisa Koilis La'azbir Musagim Rabim Kechol Shenitan. Secular science and so on has tried to, as much as possible, as much as they're able to try to find some sort of a overarching Mahalach Tvisa of everything. Kama Shapochas Avne Yisaid, Hayim Nitan Lahazbis Akol B'Milachas. But can all of the sciences of the world explain everything with one word? Can we? The answer is can. We can. Rabban Shalom Hu Shaychen Itam. Yud Kevavke is the Hashem. When you pull away all of the outer layers of anything that exists, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yibon Shalom Hu HaShoychen Itam. That's the Shechina that dwells in all that exists. Kshani Loimed as HaSoidius, when I'm learning Pnimiyus HaTorah, Zuanen Rak Mila Ela Mada Godel Shalom Emeyer. It's not just saying the word, but it's a tremendous, tremendous body of wisdom, of understanding. Mada HaSoidius Hu Mada Shalom Shemater Oso Tfisa HaEchad HaMaachid HaSkalayesh. And the whole tachlis of learning Soid, and everything inside brings to that clear recognition of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That everything in the world is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's also what the first pasuk in the parasha means. Vayidav Elokim El Moshe Loimar. Vayidav Elokim El Moshe Vayirem Elov Ani Hashem. V'yadaber Elokim, Elokim is everything that's separated. Elokim is the Midas Adin. But Elokim also means all of the separate pieces of creation is Elokim. And V'yayim Elov Ani Hashem. V'yayim Elov Ani Hashem. And even though when you look at things in that way, of Chitzanias, everything is separated. V'yadaber Elokim, Dibur is Loshen Kosha. Elokim is Din. Elokim means separateness. That's why it's in the plural. Kim El Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. that I am Hashem isn't all that exists. Mushum kach, and because of that, Rav Kook explains, Eilef and Agar Levakart, there's no such thing as something important or something less important, something big or something small. Hakol choshev. When a person lives in this metzias of Said, Hakol choshev, everything is choshev. That's what we were talking about a little bit last week. I want to go quickly to finish this tirade now. Hakol choshev, Hakol nerach be'erach roshem. Everything is valued. Be'erach roshem with chashivas. Everything has a chashivas to it. Many times I've mentioned how Rav Kook was once walking with Rabbi Levine, and Rabbi wasn't paying attention. There was some leaves that were sticking out of some flowers from the fence, and Rabbi was walking as we often do. And he started to pick some of the leaves off from some trees. And Rav Kook was with him, and Rav Kook said, Rabbi, what are you doing? And he didn't know. He said, what am I doing? What do I do? So Rav Kook said, why are you ruining the trees? Why are you pulling off? This is not because of the ecology. It's because Rav Kook saw in everything that whether it's a gadol or cotton, he saw ani Hashem. Vayomer lav ani Hashem. And Rav Kook said to Rabbi, why are you cutting that off from its place of ani Hashem? Why are you stopping that flow of ani Hashem in all of existence by killing these leaves? What are you doing? That's how he lived in such a mitzvah of ani Hashem. That's how the tzaddik lives. Ain't tnuah avuda. Ain't tnuah avuda means there's not one motion. Tnuah means a movement, a motion avuda that's lost, that's meaningless. Ain't dimyon batal. Even a dimyon, even if a person imagines something, it has a mitzvah. Even imagination. Ain't dimyon batal. There's no dimyon that's meaningless. A dream, anything that a person imagines, also has in it. Why did he imagine this? What's this dream? It's also in that nihashem, in that dimyon, in that. It's not nothing. Nothing is unimportant. There's a nihashem in everything. And we were talking about this last week from the Ishbet said that this is mazal tov lebal simcha. That this is take a musaf from this the morning after the chasna to come to. That, to come to Minyan and come to the Shia the morning after the fast. Could Baruch Hashem. We should make more simple for all of us.
Amen.
We're talking last week about that. That's how the Ishbetz explains what Kedusha is. That's Kedusha. Kedusha means how, there's no such thing as something important and unimportant. Hakol Choshev. Hakol Nerach Be'erach Roshem. Everything is Choshev. If you believe that Ani Hashem is in a child and it's no more in a king or in Albert Einstein, there's an Ani Hashem. And there's an Ani Hashem in Adam Gadol and a Tzaddik, there's an Ani Hashem. Even in the Russia, there's an Ani Hashem. So, Hakol Nerach Be'erach Roshem. In the world, it's because a person has some important job and he's making a big Roshem in the world because of this big job that he has and people feel like they have to do something that's going to change the world. And that whole sheifa that to change the world in a way that's recognized in the world and that I receive recognition and so on, and all of the akmas nefesh that comes with that, with not getting what you expect, none of that is in the world of when a person lives in this world of sideus. It's akol choshev, akol nera. Like Chazal say that by Chanoch that he was miyachid yichudim. When he was, sewing the stitches of a shoe, when he was making a sandal, a shoe, and that every stitch there was a yichud Hashem. Every stitch was his miyachid yichudim with the stitches of the shoe. That the shoemaker is no less choshev than the king. That's in the world of sight. In the world of sight. That person, when he's stitching, he's being miyachid. And he's making yichudim in the world. He's bringing two things that were apart together. And when one understands that there's ani Hashem in everything, so then the simcha of a person's life, the simcha, the oisha that a person feels in his life is immeasurable. So Rav Ner explains, Nebchinas ha-teifos kayomos madregas b'metzias. When a person looks at reality for what it appears, there's a hierarchy. There are madregas. Vada ki ha-moyach sheli choshev me-hatzba. Obviously, my brain is more choshev than my finger. And if something happens to the brain, it's much more complicated than something that happens to the finger. Ulam mebchinas ha-neshama ein zakach. However, mebchinas ha-neshama pnimius ein zakach. Neshama achas mechayes ha-moach. The same neshama gives life and all the koiches to the brain. Ve'se'etzba b'midah shava. And to the little finger, the midah shava in the same way. Mebchinas hakadosh is a hisgalus of the brain, of that or of the neshama is greater, but the or of the neshama is what's machayeh the little pinky and the brain. Look in footnote 19. That's a well known gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Ha'olam. The gemara is making a comparison between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the neshama. Each person's neshama. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Ha'olam. The same way that Hashem's Baruch fills the whole world, all worlds. Af neshama mleyes kol haguf. So too, a person's neshama is mleyes kol haguf. It fills the entire guf, the whole body. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu roi v'ein nir. The same way that Hashem sees but cannot be seen. Af neshama roi v'ein nir. So too, the neshama sees but can't be seen. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu zonis kol haguf kulo. Hashem feeds and nourishes the whole world. Af neshama zonis kol haguf. So too, the neshama is what nourishes the entire guf. Everything that happens through the neshama. Neshama zonis kol haguf. Back after footnote 19, inside. Mibchinas ha-kelem. Mibchinas ha-kelem, from that perspective of the kelem, ha-teifos means the things that appear on the surface, yesh dvarim gedolim u'dvarim katanim. There's a brain and there's a little pinky, a little finger. There are big things and little things. Mibchinas ha-kelem, there are big things and little things. Yesh dvarim gedolim u'dvarim katanim. Avon mibchinas ha-shefa ha-ruchni. However, mibchinas ha-shefa ha-ruchni. That shefa of ruchni is, ha-shefa of ruchni. Ha-atzmos, the essence. Ha-neshama, ha-kol achas. Ha-atzmos, I'm sorry, ha-atzmos, ha-neshama, ha-kol echad. Ha-atzmos, ha-neshama, ha-kol echad. From that, metzias, ha-kol echad. Everything is echad. Everything is ani Hashem. Vayidab lukim ha-maisha, vayimelav ani Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Yeish mitzvahs kalos v'chamuras. And in Torah and in Halach, we also have what appears to be a hierarchy. So you have, for instance, you have the three Averis Chamuras. That there's a Halach, there's a din that says that for these three things, Yehar Gal Yavri, you have to be killed not to be Ivy, right? For the big three things. And then we have Zechi of Skila, this is Kares, this is Chenek. Then you have a Mitzvah Esay, and there's Yehaloys Esay, is Alav. And there in Halacha, there also there's Kahanim, there's Levim, there's Yisraelim. The Torah itself created in this world, Hashem as well created Madragas. Yesh mitzvah chamuras ulam b'shas ha-gzeira. But when it comes chalila to a gzera, there's a gzera's shmad, meaning that if chas for chalila, there's a time the Jews are being forced to go against the Torah. In other words, when we're being dragged to that place of the neshama, like the Tani speaks about in Yudches and Yutes, when it comes to that nisayin of emuna, there's a gzera against our Yiddishkeit. Then everybody knows that the halacha is Yehar Gal Yavra af b'mitzvah kala. That there's a din of Yehar Gal Yavra af b'mitzvah kala. Even for any mitzvah. Af b'mitzvah kala. The din is that if this guy is using this as a way to undermine your Yiddishkeit, and he made it And in order to accomplish that, there's a gzeira that he has made. There's a gzeira on a mitzvah kala, on that which is not one of the mitzvahs achamuras. It's not one of the big three mitzvahs. Again, this is a very complicated involved halacha. How and when? What's called the shashmad? What does it mean? The Gemara says even to change even the shul, the type of a shul, it's the color of a shoelace. If there's a gzeira, the Jews dress a certain way, and the goyim make a gzeira against Yiddishkeit. Against Yiddishkeit, the Jews should dress not in a Jewish way. Then there's halacha of yaharik val yaver. There's a din to die of yaharik val yaver. There were tzaddikim during the Melchama that refused to shave their beards, even though strictly speaking, certainly you don't have to die not to cut your beard. And it was a question: was that time called a gzeiros shmad? Was it the shmad? With the Nazis in Machshamam, was that a milchama against Yiddishkeit? It was a milchama against Yidden. Can you separate between the two? These are very big questions that the poskim spoke about then and still talk about. How do you define a gzeira shashmad? How is that defined in halacha? But it doesn't make a difference for now. The point is that when you're being told by the guy that it's demanded by the guy that you give up your soul, you give up your neshama, to give up your Yiddishkeit, the din is yaharik val yaver. Yaharik val yaver. Af b'mitzvah kala. Hayos v'af hi mahava gilui rotzen Hashem. Because even a mitzvah kala, even a small mitzvah, is a gilui of Hashem's rotzen. Just halacha says at when does one have to be ma'aser nefesh or not. But as far as neshama and rotzen Hashem, a mitzvah kala is Hashem's will, just like a mitzvah chamur is Hashem's will. Yes, sad ma'afri be mitzvah chamur lekala. Yes, sad ma'achi. Certainly, there's a tzad that this makes a distinction between a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamur. There are dinim that make a distinction that if it's difficult, you don't have to do this, or there's a hefsed merubah if you can lose money. I mean, there are all kinds of halachas about, and there's a difference between a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamur. However, there's a tzad that's ma'achid, and the neshama of all the mitzvahs is ani Hashem. Ha'tzad ma'achid hu she'eshtein Hashem tziva. Hashem has commanded both of these things. Ha'tzad ha'ma'achid godol ein aruch. And that tzad, that Sad ha'ma'achid that unifies them, the Ani Hashem, is infinitely greater than whatever separates between a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamur. Therefore, the tzaddikim didn't live in that way of making these chilukim, mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamur. They didn't live in such a way. Everything by them was chamur, was chamur. There was no such thing as a mitzvah kala. Even by a minig, the tzaddikim always said nefesh and every minhag, every custom. Forget about a mitzvah kala, a mitzvah chamur. And every minhag, there's a mesiras nefesh by tzaddikim to be mekayim. Every minhag. Kach gam yikum kulay in all of creation, all that exists, yesh tzad ma'achid. There's a tzad that's ma'achid that joins together all of creation. Shezu ruach Hashem, ani Hashem. Therefore, anything that happens in the world, but the Baal Shem Tov comes to even how a leaf falls, what side it falls on, there's no such thing that it's stam. Ain't nu avuda. Rav Kook writes, Ulumazeh, ain't kates laha aliyas. Just as there's nothing from that perspective of Saidius, there's nothing that's unimportant, insignificant, or too small. So too, ain kates la ha'aliyas. There's no end to what the ha'aliyas, that a person can experience in this world, and how great things are in this world. Ain chokhma v'havonish nema badayv lo tiskashil hara. And there's no such thing that a person learns something and he's come to the end of it. You can't come to the end of something. As many times as you learn that Gemara, you just started. as many times as you've thought about something in Elokus, as far as what it is that you're living through or what it is that you're seeing, there's always higher and higher and higher madrigas. There's always, he says, "Ein chochma v'avonin shenema v'adayv l'teskash l'hara yoyser al yoyin v'menu." Which is not true by any of the chochmas of this world. It's not true. Any single pasuk in Torah, you could take that pasuk, you could take that pasuk, you could take that word, and you could, and you, if you decide to take a project, I'm not recommending that it's a hard thing to do this, but you say, this coming year, I'm going to just spend the entire year learning this word in the Chumash, this word. And then you would realize, as you're learning that more and more, that you haven't even started. And you would say that the year is not enough time to learn what this word is. It's not enough time. Every single word. A pasuk, a mishnah, a gemara, ain't sof. To the aliyahs. There's always something higher. There's always something higher, a greater and deeper understanding. She nearest to Moshe Kamaimed Afluli. And when you compare what you knew until now with what you now know, that you've reviewed it and you've gone deeper and deeper, then what you learned in the past looks like it's dark. It looks like it's not chashiv compared to what you learn now. Compared to the new understanding that you have in Elokus or in this pasuk or in this whatever it is, anything that a person's ever learned, when you open up the Zohar Kaddish, you see that you didn't even start. When you open up the Kisvei Ari, you see you didn't even start. You didn't begin to understand what's the meaning of a mezuzah, what's the meaning of Shabbos, what's the meaning of anything. You didn't even begin. You didn't even start. And you thought that you were a big maven in this Indian. You didn't even start. So Rav Avinir explains, Mitzad Echad, Hasoid Yus Yeredis, Limker Prada Maktan. Mitzad Echad, Soid Pnimis Torah. It goes into the Imker Prada, into all of the details, the deepest, all of the details. Imker Prada, all the Aktan, all the tiny little things in this world. Ni'ira Kol Mitzvah. And in light of sight, every mitzvah that seemed to you to be a tiny little mitzvah is the most chashuv mitzvah in the world. It's the most beautiful mitzvah in the world. Kol prat ba'olam, and every tiny little thing in the world is beautiful, is big, is great, is important. You don't have to go, you don't have to go to the Grand Canyon to have some big feeling about Hashem in the world and what's in front of it. You could, anything that's there, everything. Himara Ketzer Besoich Prat Cotton Biyikum Yesh Or Eloki God of Anaira. Kabbalah Soid shows how in every single tiny little detail of everything that exists, there's an Or Eloki God of Anaira. There's the infinite light of God. Mitzad Sheini, Asoid Yis Mis'ala Me'ala Philosophen. It takes you to the highest place. What does that mean? Asoid Yis Mitachas La Philosophia. He also was second. He v'prata maktanim, asher philosophy mezalzelus ban. Now philosophy is mezalzel, makes fun of small things, of insignificant things. It makes fun of that. The philosophers are Isaac in these big ideas, and they make fun of these little things. Hasaidias toenes ki gadlusai he in v'senusa. Rebbeinu Shlom Isaac gam v'prata maktanim. But so it says what the Gemara tells us. That the godless of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, is that he's mashpili liros b'shamayim, mashpili liros. Is davke Hashem's anivus, his humility. What's the meaning of Hashem's humility? It's not the way we understand a regular midah with a human being. Gadlusa hinvis anusa, the greatness of Hashem is davke, that he descends kivyocha the shechina, descends into everything and cares about everything. Every tiny little thing is the Shechina. There's nothing that's unimportant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that's not worthy of his attention. There's no such thing. Rebbeinu Shlomo Isaac Gamber Pratim Ketan. And when you learn Sa'id, you see that Rebbeinu Shlomo Isaac in Gamber Pratim Ketan, in every single Prat. So in this way, Sod goes and digs deeper inside, underneath, than philosophy. But on the other hand, Vulam Hasaidius Higam Me'al HaPhilosophy. Sod soars higher than philosophy. Mechkarel Kailumus Kaloilumus. Sod is Isaac in not only in this world, it's Isaac in higher worlds than this world. So it's Isaac in the subterranean world, meaning in every tiny little thing, Sod is showing Ani Hashem. And then Sod takes you on a trip way, way higher than all, way higher than all worlds. My wife was just reading to me something very beautiful the other night. I don't know where she saw this. But there was a great person, some Adam Gadol, that was describing a certain Jew, Yaakov Levy, I don't remember his name. His name is Yaakov Levy, I don't remember the last name, but it's Yaakov Levy from Kovna. And in Kovna, in Lithuania, there was an expression of how to sort of put Jews into different categories. Just like we sometimes use different ways of saying this is a Balchuva, this is a FFB. It's not so nice. It's not nice really, but it saves time. So, I mean, it saves a lot of time. So in Lithuania, this writer was saying, or this person, I don't know, some other girl she was reading from, this thing said that in Lithuania, the Talmid Chachamim were called, there was a term that described them as the ones who were sitting by the oven. Because in the shul, the most prized place in the shul was, during the winter, was by the oven. Because it was freezing. So the Talmid Chachamim, they sat and they learned by the oven. That was a chesidus. And the Amoratzim, that were saying Tillim, or you know, whatever, an Ein Yankiv or something. The Amoratzim in the shul, they were called unter, they were called under the oven. Meaning they weren't allowed. It was understood. They didn't sit next to the oven. That was for the Talmid Chacham. And the Amoratzim sat unter, which means they sat underneath, they sat away from the oven. And they used to say about this person, he's the oven, he's under the oven. No. Hitler decided they would all go in the oven. But under the oven, and by the oven. These were two types of Jews. A Talmid Chacham is by the oven, and Amoratz is away from them. So this person was saying that there was a Jew in Kovna that was one of the Jews that was under the oven, not by the oven. He was away from the oven. He wasn't sitting there next to the oven. And he was very, very poor. This Yaakov Levy, he was very, very poor. And he walked by foot from Kovna to Berlin. Take a look at the map. By foot. It said in this Sefer of the Maharal that it took around a year. He walked by foot from Kovna to Berlin. Now what's this Yankele doing in Berlin? What does he want to go to Berlin for? Because in Berlin, he had heard that in Berlin, there was a certain very, very wealthy Jew that was not, I think, was not particularly frum, it sounded like. It was some Askelish Yid that lived over there in Berlin. And he read someplace that this Yid was very, very wealthy and he had no Yarsha. He didn't have any children. And that he read about him and he read that he was already very, very old. Anyway, this Yid, the guy from under the oven, walked by foot from Kovna to Berlin because he had a cheshbon. He's going to talk to him about giving money for the yeshivas in Lippe. And he got from this guy, however this Yankel did it, he was a fundraiser, and he got this rich Jew to give a fortune of money. And from that money, it said in the Sefer, the Slobodka Yeshiva came to be. and a few other yeshivas, I don't remember, from this. And the Olam Golden said, an under the oven Jew. You hear this? Not an oven, under the oven. All the yeshivas. Slobodka, you know we're talking about Slobodka, the Alter, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the list goes on and on and on. From where? Under the oven. A Yaakov that nobody even look at. A Tillim Zogar. He says Tillim. This, the godless of a Yid. Under the oven. There's no such thing. But does that mean that we're not supposed to mechav? Of course, the Talmud Chacham should sit by the oven. And in halacha, and the Amaratzim are mechaber, the Talmud Chacham, they sit around the oven. Now, it gets complicated when the people by the oven start to look at the guys that are not by the oven the wrong way. That shouldn't happen. And the tzaddikim were ma'arech, even the simplest Jew, the tzaddikim had such an ahava. And you see by the Talmud Baal Shem, they had even in certain ways a bigger ha'arocha for simple Jews in certain ways. That's a whole sugya. But they were ma'arech, posha to Yidden in certain ways, this caused them snagim a lot of aggravation. That they saw that the tzaddikim that showed more chashivas in certain ways, and mechabed in certain ways, those yankels away from the oven than the ones who were sitting around the oven. But the tzaddikim saw those simple Jews, his galus of elokus, in a way you can't see in other people, such as galus of elokus. Because we understand that the Talmud Chacham can be driven to get up in the morning because of what he understands. But the guy from away from the oven, he's driven by who he is, not by what he understands. It's a higher madrega. It's a higher madrega. It's the etzim of who he is was pulling him there. Not because he took a course on Birei HaTfil, you understand? He didn't know. He didn't even understand what he was doing. It was the etzim of who he was. Couldn't allow him to be away from, didn't allow him to be away from shul. And the tzaddikim saw in such a thing, a merdiga gili of elokus. Not they were not mechabed the Talmid Chacham, but they saw they were not mechabed the ones who were balagai, but they couldn't stand them. But you know the lamdim, they didn't like that. But even the ones who were chashuva people were not balagai, but they saw in a simple Jew a certain erech of pshitas where there's a gili of elokus, a revelation of elokus that's coming from something that's small. Rav Kook used to say, not just we read in the davening Magodlu Masach Hashem, but I also want to say Makotnu Masach Hashem. That's what he said, Rav Kook. Not only how great, people, when they say how great, it's like, you know, you get all emotional, you look out on the hillside, you know, and you, wow, and you look at the sun, the moon, Rav Kook was looking at that little leaf, the leaf that Rav Ari tore off, he's Makot Nemasa. Rav Arishon, your actions are so tiny. Which doesn't mean to say you're not great. It means you're so great and you're so humble that you care so much about every tiny little thing that you fill with your light. Every tiny little thing is you. It's a little kus. That's the anivus of Hashem. Zelokus. So in a certain way, there's a bigger hisgalus of elokus. Davke when it comes from something that's small. Makot namasa Hashem. When it comes from something that's big. Something that's big, you would expect it to be. But when it's something that's small, and you see there that there's such a hisgalus of elokus. But on the other hand, Sod deals with the highest things beyond this world, the olam is beyond this world. Me'al olam, so places where the philosophers can't go to. Worlds that the philosophers are no shaychus to. So in Rav Kook's words, va'afilu keser el yayin, even that highest level that we're allowed to talk about in creation, that we're allowed to talk about, that we can talk about, which is called Keser Elyon, that crown. Afilu Keser Elyon, Diihu Orzach, which is Orzach, which is a light that is very, very, very pure light, very bright and pure light, the light of Keser, of crown. Or Metzuchzach, so pure and so clear. Ukamhu, it's dark. And polluted. It's dark. Lagabe ilas kol ilas, in comparison to ilas kol ilas, to Hashem himself. Because the light of Keser is dark, which is a light that's tzach, metzuch, tzach, we can't even. That Or of Keser is dim, is dark. Lagabi ilas kol ha'ilos, in the light of the cause of all causes, Hashem. The chol nahirin mis kol maharim mis chashchon kameh. All that is light is dark in Hashem's presence. So Rav Aviner explains, Keser elyonu asaga yoyisel yonu shanach niyuchel medabra. The highest asaga that a human being could even talk about, even then there are madregas and Keser, the highest is to talk about Keser, crown. Baris HaTshuva, we learned in Baris HaTshuva, in Perek Yud Aleph, Kosev Marana Rav Kook, Ki Yesh Tshuva Mitzad HaBina. Rav Kook writes in Baris HaTshuva that there are different levels of Tshuva. We spoke a lot about this years ago. Ki Yesh Tshuva Mitzad HaBina. There's Tshuva that comes from that madrega of what? Of Bina. Ki Yesh Tshuva Mitzad HaBina. Mitzad HaChochma, Mitzad HaKeser. There's tshuva mitzad from that level. There's a tshuva that comes from the level of bina. There's also tshuva that comes from chesed and good first and so on. But in the higher madregas of tshuva, there's a tshuva that comes from bina, like it says in the pasuk ulavavo yavin vishav. There's tshuva that comes from bina, ulavavo yavin, gam hachachma mitzad hachachma, and there's a tshuva that comes from mitzad hachachma, which is a higher madrega of bittul and so on, not understanding, a higher madrega of chachma, and there's a tshuva that comes from mitzad hakeser. From the deepest rotzen of a person that he can't understand, he can't explain, he doesn't know why. It comes mamish from the etzim of the person himself as a tshuva. Tshuva mitzad hakeser, hi havon amuka ki kol prat mitzias, hi rotzen haborei. When a person comes to that madrega of tshuva mitzad hakeser, and everything in the world he sees, every tiny thing in the world is elokus, everything he looks at is elokus. Gam hara, even ra, even evil. And from that vantage point of Keser, this person who, let's say, was doing a Averus Chas V'Shalom his whole life, he's now able to see from that place now where he is, which is in Keser Elyon, he's able to see now that all of his Averus were mitzvahs, which we can't even understand what that means. That every Averu that he did, and that's what Rav Kook is talking about, when the Gemara says, he done his Nasna Kazachias, that his Averus are transformed into mitzvahs, what does that mean? We don't know what that means. But when this person does tshuva and he comes to that place of keser, he now looks back at his life and he sees that every step of my life, Hashem, it was all Hashem. But how could it be? I took bad steps. I went to bad places. Every step of my life was Hashem. Kilamich yashlachani lokin, like we were learning earlier. Every step of my life. Why did I do that aveira? That was Hashem's inyan. Now, if you say that before doing an aveira, you're an apikaris. I'm about to do this because Hashem wants me to do that. You understand? There's a special place to have for people like that. It's not a good place. But after a person does tshuva, but not tshuva me'ahava, tshuva that comes to the highest madrega of keser, there's not even ra. Gam ha'ra, ha'yashayach le'rabanu shalom v'la'ayara, la'ayara. It's not ra. It's not evil. It's not bad. The etzim is not big. It's the Ratzon Hashem. Rabbeinu Harav Tzvi Yehuda Mevi Beharus B'Soif Eilas Riyah Kimarana Rav Kook Hayim Etztayer Shayim Espal Musach Ashkenaz. Now Rav Kook's father came from, Rav Kook's father was a Litvisha, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a Litvisha Yid. His mother came from Chassidim. So Rav Kook davened Musach Ashkenaz. He davened Musach Ashkenaz. But his son, Reb Tzvi Yehuda, said that his father was always mitztayer that he daven nusach Ashkenaz. That he had to daven Ashkenaz. Why? What was the main thing that bothered him? This bothered Rav Kook that he couldn't say keser by Musaf. Unless, I guess, he was visiting a Svadish, kehila, which he did. You know, he used to go visit a lot of places. So you must have, can imagine when Rav Kook had the pleasure of being able to say keser, But Rav Tzvi says that this Rav Kook had bothered him that he couldn't say keser, Look at footnote 22. He brings it the lashon. He says, "Va'omar Adoni Moriv Rabbi." Rav Tzvi says, "My father, Harav Zatzal, begaguim la'mir his kedushas keser." So I would hear my father say with such gaguim, he has such a longing for keser. He would say, "Ay keser, keser." You can see his father saying, "Ay, keser, keser." I'm such a madrega. Back inside, I feel a keser elyon. But even this madrega of keser elyon, hasoga he lois shu or elyon ma'od bahir, which is the highest madrega that we can come to, which is a light that is very, very clear. Shachorhu, it's black. Klape ilas ha'ilas. It's black. Klape ilas ha'ilas. It's black in light of the cause of all causes. Atzmusu shel Ribbono shel Olam. Atzmusu shel, the essence, kivyachol, Ribbono shel Olam. Asher kol ha'iris chashuchim lefanav. All of the iris are dark lefanav, in his presence. Kol ar, any light. Kol havana, anything that I could possibly understand, the biggest genius that the Vilna Gaon could possibly understand, which we can't be masik the Gaon's haskalas that he had, any possible haskala, that understanding, kol or, kol havana, kol tfisa, mahave heder biyach, the tfisa al yadim imen, is a heder compared to the higher tfisa, to the higher way of understanding. And we feel that also, that when you learn something and you begin with learning something, you feel that, oh, I really know this. But then when you go to a higher madrega of understanding that, then you realize that what you learned until now was mamish like a head. It was like key, you didn't know anything compared to what you now know. And that's why Rabbi Nachman says you have to always do tshuva on the tshuva that you did. You have to do tshuva for the tshuva that you did yesterday, because now that you did tshuva, you understand more about the Baruch Hashem, and you're embarrassed about yesterday's tshuva. That was tshuva? What kind of tshuva was that? Tshuva ala tshuva. To do tshuva for the tshuva that I did. Because if I would have known how great Hashem's Baruch is, then my tshuva would have been much greater than that. And the tshuva that I did was because yesterday I had a smaller understanding of the Lokos. So my tshuva was according to what I understood. But now, you know, children sometimes can be very nasty to their parents, but then they apologize. They say, "I'm sorry," but when they get older, they say, "Oh, you know, they didn't realize that how great the mother was and how much the mother did for them, how great the father was and how the father did for them, and they have to do tshuva on the tshuva that they did." Which is really why a cotton is not in the whole parish of Mechila. A child has that das, could be a smart kid, but he's not in that place of das to understand what that means, that you did to hurt your parents. You can't understand it. If we would be the people, we would go crawling to our parents and begging them for forgiveness. It says about Avni Nezer that he was crying and he asked Mechila from his mother because he said that. When I was nursing, sometimes I pulled a little bit too hard. I'm asking for mechila. Because he remembered that. The Avni Nezer used to make a shahakal when he was nursing. When he was a few months old, he would, it says in the Svarim that the Avni Nezer would turn his head away. He would turn his head away, and he would make a shahakal, and he would come and he would drink. And he asked mechila from his mother. Later, he asked mechila when he's bar mitzvah, to be moichel of me. When a person comes to Chaim Medreges, he realizes that whatever tshuva he did was not tshuva. You understand more. Like when the Chayzer brought that person through the rack and through the window, and you know that I told you the story. And the Chayzer brought him for Shabbos. The Chayzer didn't yell at him. The Chayzer just invited him for Shabbos. And by the time the guy was finished with Shabbos, he was crying and asking for forgiveness. Before he came to the Chayzer for the next Shabbos, he was making fun and throwing rocks at the Chayzer. And then the Chayzer didn't punish him. The Chayzer punished him in a way. He invited him for Shabbos. And by the time that guy was finished with Shabbos, he realized, oy vey, what did I do? And that's the meaning of Kel Nekom as Hashem. Kel Nekom as Seyfi, the Baal Shem Tov Torah. The greatest punishment for the Rishon is when Hashem will reveal himself. And all the Rishon will say, uh-oh, what was I thinking? And when a person does tshuva on the tshuva that he did. So different, because now he has a higher level of understanding of the Rishon that he had yesterday. The saddest thing is that we remain the same throughout our lives. We might understand more in learning, but as far as Hashem is concerned, we remain like children. But if a person matures, then his whole life, kol yom is b'tshuva. All of his life is tshuva, constantly. That doesn't mean to cry and feel bad, but his whole life is in a constant state of aliyah, of ascending to higher and higher madrigas and realizing how whatever it was yesterday was mamish choshech, was darkness compared to who Hashem is. That's what it means. Kol or kol havana, kol tfisa mahava heder biachzat tfisa elyonim b'mena. Move b'shem ha'goyen mi'vilna. It's brought down in the name of the Vilna goyen. The makom shah philosophy mistayem, as where philosophy ends. Shoma aschilu chachmas ha'kabbalah. Where philosophy ends, something similar also from Rabbi Nachman in Sichas Haran. It's also from Rabbi Nachman says such a thing. That where philosophy ends, that's where Kabbalah begins. Where the human mind ends, where the mind can no longer get, it's stuck in that place, that's where Sight is just beginning. It's beginning. But the truth is, so doesn't begin there, so begins all the way underneath the oven, right? All the way. But it goes, and the Gaon is saying that where the person recognizes that my mind can't go here anymore, I can't, there's no place, there's nowhere else to go, Sight then takes you higher than that place. Because Sight is saying, This is Sayyid Hashem. Sayyid Hashem is the Yireya. The Yireya, for those who fear Him. For those who fear Hashem. Sayyid Hashem, the Yireya. Rav Avinir explains, B'mokim sha'advar maschilim lios aflulim l'philosophia, where things are beginning to become hazy and complicated or dark for the philosopher, rak shom maschilo chochmas ha'kabol. That's where the Gaon is saying, that's where chochmas ha'kabol is just getting started. Just getting started. Asoidius makife es hakol. Soidius is makife es hakol. Me'eiver lahavana philosophies. So does me'eiver. It's higher than anything that a human mind can think of. Adam alayim in matematika. Chayzer al chayim shalom abitchilas limuda. Gam kishalayim ed limuda miskadna. A person is studying math. He comes back all the time to the basic principles that he studied at the beginning when he was learning math. I have the l'ba'aymak ha'limud. The difference is, how deep do you go into that limud of learning math? L'havin l'dugma, ma mashmos 1 plus 1 equals 2. Zoko ku'lumud is teres ha'kvutzas. So now, you're moving from single numbers into, you're learning how to go onto the next level. As oisim advarm shaloma b'katnus alaymud ba'amkus matematis. Whatever you were learning, the basic principles of myth when you started, so now it's just you're taking those basic principles, you're moving onto higher, a deeper way of understanding those basic principles. So too, when we're little children, we learn the pasuk Teret Zivul Anamoshe. V'hemshech limudenu anolaimdim es oisam mishpatim shalom arayelad akot nulam v'yeser amkus. But as we grow up, we take the same words, Torah, but now I understand what is Torah. And Siva, what does it mean, Siva? And what does it mean, Lanu? And what does it mean, Moshe? The kid doesn't, as children, we don't know what that means. So it's Lanu Moshe. Like the Rebbe Abzushia, it's his Yahrzeit today, right? Like the Rebbe Abzushia, Susi and Lanu, that they didn't know where he was. He was late. He wasn't by Shul. And they found him in the room and he was under his blanket. And he wasn't sleeping. Everything was shaking. And they couldn't get him out from under there. And his chaverim were there, and he says, Zushi, what is it? He said, I was just, when I said Moida Ani, I was thinking, what does it mean? What does it mean, Moida? And what does it mean, Ani? And then I said, Lefanecha, Lefanecha, Lefanecha. And he was just screaming, Lefanecha, Lefanecha. And then they just said, what is some other minion Sunday morning? And they left him there, right? Lefanecha, Ani, Ani, Zushi, Lefanecha. Ani lefanach, ani lefanach. That's the way Rebbe Zushi. Ani lefanach, ani lefanach. How come me and you have no trouble this morning saying my dad? We could take a bet. How many of us even remember saying it? We all did. Remember? Didn't remember? And the Rebbe Zushi can't get over it. Ani lefanach, melech, chai, nishmasi, chasatim nishmasi. Having the shama, ani, lefanecha, chai, chai v'kaya. chemla. Ah, the chemla, the rachmanis of Baruch Hashem. Such a person like me, you gave me back my neshama after what happened yesterday. Chemla rabba menesacha. I mean, said Rabbi Abzusha couldn't move. He couldn't move. He was in that place of anila fanach. Anila fanach. So you could say the same words from the time that you're a baby. Maidani fanachem. From the time that we first said Maidani. You say the same words. But growing up means that, you know, you those same words mean much, much, much deeper and higher things. Kach asoydis kishoy sekes bedvarm hapshutem yoy sekes ba'oymik shme'evel philosophy. So too, when you learn Sod, you can take the simplest things in Torah, what seem to be the simplest things. You just take the names or the simplest things. And Sod takes you philosophy to worlds that are beyond philosophy, that no philosopher has ever been able to think of. And so it takes you to that to those places. Each one of us without each one of our names. Get to spend the rest of our lives learning ba'omik, what our names mean, what the name means. If you ask a philosopher, what's your name? He says, my name is Alan. Sorry, it's a nice name. What is it? What is Alan? And so it takes a person to even the simplest thing, what's your name? All different. What's your address? Those numbers also. Why is it that Hashem is about to put you in that place? Those numbers, the name of the street, and those numbers. We can talk about years. What do you mean? What does that have to do with Sama? I don't live in Yerushalayim. I'm not living by, you know, Rechav Shmuel Hanavi. I'm living, you know, on Central Avenue. Central Avenue. Hashem will put you in such a place. And why is it that you're in that place? And philosophy ends. It ends way before any of that. It all ends. So it takes you, to the tiniest little things. And in the tiniest little things, it reveals the biggest sightness of who you are, what the world is, and what life is. Okay, Bez Hashem, next day of Shabbos, we'll finish this. We'll try to finish this mind.